Right, well, doing this audio boom from my friend Mark's house with an Exibel speaker. It's huge. 14, what is it, Exibel?
It's a BDX 1400.
It is nice. Audio Boo won't really do the bass on it, but it's got some serious balls when it comes to bass.
I was looking for a song that's got a real low bottom end, but...
That one did, kinda.
I'll find somewhere else, though. Oh, this has got a really big low bottom end to start up on it, this one.
Think so. Oh, yes. This thing chased me all around Hereford, this song did.
When this bottom end kicks in, it'll feel really weird. Sit back in the chair.
Which is what we are doing. Oh! That's mega. It's literally shaking the chair. It feels like... That's just really, really nice. Bloody hell. I tell you, that doesn't mess about, does it? I tell you what I've noticed. The design of that is slightly different to your other one because your other one's got a gap where the top is and then there's a gap and then the speaker below.
Yeah.
That one hasn't got the gap.
No, solid, isn't it? And it sounds better for it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The other one's nice, though. The 800's nice.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But that one just tops it.
That's just whoa, isn't it? That's whoa.
That's like huge. You'll never get away with it. It's, you know, even my biggest speaker, which is the Zeppelin Air that you heard last time.
Yeah, yeah.
Even that won't even cut it against that. No way.
That's the best speaker I've ever heard.
That strips anything.
I've heard Rels. I've heard really expensive ones. Bose still lower than any of them.
Mm. I mean, my friend Amy's got a soundbar for a TV, and it can get there almost, but that low note, I don't even think it would handle that. That is just low. I mean, not even my Bose will do it. And my Bose is nice, don't get me wrong. I'm not doubting the Bose speakers at all, because they're bloody good for what they are.
Yeah. You see, I think you're getting rid of room resonance for this as well, with it being where it is.
Yeah, you do. And that benefits your sound as well, I think.
Yeah.
Some people don't like it, but I think room resonance is good.
I like to put it on some things, yeah. Whoa.
Like that. It's like, whoa.
You really feel it there where you're sat there.
Yeah. The thing is, for what it is, it does a bloody good job.
Well, we just had it up to full power and it never even distorted, but...
No,
it... I'd never run it at that, never run it like that, but you can do it.
If you're doing a disco, you could do it. You could fill a room with that easy. I mean, this lounge is bigger than mine anyway.
What is that?
I'm sure this lounge is bigger than mine. Oh, yeah. That is like, wow.
It's new, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one ace speaker.
I've got brown hair dye, and I've got a stripper. And Ross's mum said if the stripper don't work, hair stripper, by the way.
You're going to get real seriously. I'm not, nothing to do with this.
Listen, if the hair stripper doesn't work, full fat don't work.
You still booing?
Yeah.
Dab radio.
Excuse an interruption. Oh, yes, now the dab radio's kicked on.
That
nice.
Woman that was talking, by the way.
She's cool. Mark's daughter is just so cool. Like, really cool. See, you can get stuff on your dab. I can't get nothing on mine.
Because of the way you are, mate.
It's crap.
Steel structure you've got around you.
Yeah, it's bloody crap.
Yeah, I've got you.
But at least I've got my Sonata radio, though.
Yeah. So I didn't fancy paying
£5
for hair remover.
Well, the aerial's especially thrown on the floor.
Wow. You got the aerial on the floor and it's doing that?
It's on the floor. It's a piece of wire to throw it on the floor. Just stretch it out horizontal on the floor.
It's picking up all right.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. The thing is, what's nice about it, what I like about this house, if one of these houses came up, what's nice about it is I could put Lilybird in that big window.
She could see out.
Because where I am, you can't really do that.
No.
I have a net curtain on there, so you can't really see in. But Lilybird could have the light of the window there.
Yeah.
These little houses are great for that.
Yeah. It's alright, isn't it?
Mine's alright, but to be honest, I much prefer the layout of this.
Yeah. It's airy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's big. This room's big, so you could have the clock cabinet and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And I'd still get my big sofa and chairs in.
Did you get your cup of tea?
Yeah, I had that.
It's still recording?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Anik will probably find this at some point.
Oh, cool.
Sam will probably find it too.
Cool. Sam.
Yep.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Anik. Hi, everybody. I'm just getting a cup of tea.
Yes, yeah, so I've just been playing with a Braille Note QT. It's nice. I've just been playing with one. It's kind of old, but it works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, talking of things like that, I better lend you that memory card anyway. So I can put that... I'll do it now. Let's see if this works, because I brought my Trekker Breeze database and put it on a memory card. Breezy's on top of there if you haven't vibrated it off.
I'll put my handbag on top of yours. My bag on top of yours.
It's alright. Where I need to be is here anyway, so no problemo. We're going to try and see if Mark's Breeze will take my database because I nicked it off my card.
I'm right in front of you.
I've got a card here, so.
I'm just flopping this out. That one out.
Whack that puppy in and see what it do.
That's the Breeze one, and that's yours.
This will be the moment of truth. Will a Trekker Breeze with somebody else's database work?
By now.
Don't think we're supposed to actually do this, guys, but we're trying this because Mark's thing's not up to date and he hasn't got an email for the serial number.
I've got a serial number, but I ain't got an email.
Which is not good. I reckon it'll work.
Yeah.
You might gain that feature as well.
All right.
You might not.
We'll see.
But if you do, just copy that data off of that onto another card and bang a new card in it. Sorted. Here she goes.
Boot it up.
Oh, I think it's going to work. I so think this is going to work. Don't know why. Sweet. I hope it does. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It hasn't complained. It hasn't complained yet. And I thought it would... Oh, aha, nice.
Oh, nice try.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that sometimes little Sue Morgan will play on her show as well.
Yeah.
She plays...
Go over. I'll just stand over in this speaker droid.
Speaker droid. I have to put my phone on the Wi-Fi later so I can...
What you say?
I put the thing on the Wi-Fi later and get these booths updated because I'm going to do a few today. Yes!
GPS ready.
Does it know where it is? Yeah, it keeps doing that.
Yeah, but you're not far out.
Do you want us to try the...
Right, go into your thing and go on as if you're going to enter a postcode. You got the new database, man. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a star. You're a star.
Nice. I did wonder if we could actually pull it off. It doesn't use licensing, my ass. Yeah, right. Bring it on.
It's got all your landing marks.
You can delete them.
Yeah, it's got all them.
When you get all that, you can get rid of all them.
All right.
Unless you want to keep the one for the Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
Because the one for the Sainsbury's is useful.
I need to copy this card then, don't I?
Yep. Oh, hello, Ram.
Copy it to my Breeze card.
I wouldn't, in case something goes wrong. I'd put it on another one and keep that one you've got. And then if you ever have to sell the thing, you can put the original back in.
True. Well, let me just... Copy on the Mac, what do you reckon?
Yeah, use the Mac or your Windows box. Whatever you want to use. Don't really matter, to be honest.
Put that in my pocket for a minute.
As long as it works. That is cool. You gained a feature on your Breeze. I'm over the moon about that.
Oh, thank you.
Hell yeah!
Oh, so in-depth, you know.
That's cool, because I thought that postcode thing was actually built into the software. Obviously, there's something on the card.